Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Disclaimer, guys. Disclaimer. If you are listening on a podcast, don't forget that you can tune in and watch on 90 Min YouTube channel.
To get the full video. To see Rusha being absolutely hilarious.
The package. The beauty queen. I don't know what you bring, man.
No, not really. No, not at
all. Welcome back to 90 Min Life's Picture.
I can't kick a ball more than 5 yards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's 45 and has had a child.
Yeah.
No dinner tonight!
Oh, hang on, he's in bed and you and I just want to be with you in bed.
When I was 16, I had a PE teacher tell me that football wasn't going to happen for me.
All I do was win, win, win.
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Life's a Pitch with me, Lucy Quinn, and the weird and wonderful Rusha Littlejohn. We're back.
We're back.
We are back. Straight into it. You're being a knob already.
I've missed you.
I'm not.
Well,
I have. It's only been a few days.
Yeah, true.
I have missed you though. How's your week been? Do you have a red card of the week?
I do have a red card of the week. I feel like you're going to know what it is.
Should I know?
Yes. Your teammate leaving your team and coming into my team to be my manager is banging order.
Why is that a red card? I thought you guys would be happy.
Because she'll be telling me what to do. She'll be giving me orders. The only orders I take is at the bar normally, and she'll be like, I can't even have a pint with Remy now.
No.
It's like nothing. It's
you
going to be like...
You can't joke with her, you can't talk.
She's going to just disown me.
Yeah.
I'll probably not be allowed to go to the wedding. All this, off, do you know what I mean? Off the table.
Do you know what? If we had a green card, the fact that Remy's left and gone to you guys would be my green card, because she won't be shouting at me anymore. She won't be ripping me off at half time.
I'm getting it now. She already started today. I could hear her in the meeting. She's going, you need to get up the pitch. Rusha, squeeze, get up. And I'm like, Hold on, I'm 33, my Achilles are in bits, like, so I'm going about the team probably, but that's it, what can you do?
No, I think she'll like you, because you throw yourself around.
I mean, and on a serious note, I feel like she's ready for it, and already
she's
coming
been ready for a long time.
Just her detail, she's made for this, made for this shit, so I think it's going to be very good. Good for London City, good for Remy.
Yeah, on a serious note, which we don't do often.
We don't,
Obviously, it's a big loss at Blues.
Yeah.
She was... obviously playing for us,
yep.
Been ill for a while, really struggled with that, really bad illness that she's had for a while. But you can tell she's obviously been working with England, coaching, and she's got that kind of brain, and like her detail and everything is really good. And probably someone that you guys could really take advantage of back end of the season.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good for you.
I think already just it's like simple reminders.
Yeah.
But it's like, we need it.
Yeah.
Actually, that just small details will make a big difference. And and she'll not be like... No. Slow on telling us, so it's good.
Yeah.
So, Remy Allen, red card.
Ruin the French.
What about yours?
My red card goes to the fact that we had an overnight stay, got on the bus, drove down, did all the training, had our food, slept in the hotel. You never sleep very well in the hotel. Get to the stadium on Sunday, game's off.
Yep.
Pitch is unplayable.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, we stayed in a hotel in Croydon.
Yeah.
And now I'm back here in Croydon.
Are we in Croydon?
Well,
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
I can't disclose the location.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go on.
I'm sure other people are wanting to know this, and I want to know it too. Like, when you're on away trips, do you share with Bex?
Okay, first of all, that is completely inappropriate. No, we do not. No. Everyone has their own room.
Mm.
It's a high-performance environment.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we don't. No, I love some time away from her, to be honest.
Do you?
No. I'm knocking. I'm like, shall we watch Match of the Day together?
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you for that. We get to the pitch. And obviously, there's been a lot of rain. There has been a lot of rain. Due to play Crystal Palace. Big game in the title. Big Irish derby as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, loads. Mm-hmm. And the pitch is unplayable. The refs are in the middle of the pitch. There's going to be a pitch inspection at 12:30. So both teams get there. We're in the changing room. And Cho, she comes in. She's so cute. And all she does is smile. She's like this. The game's off. And we're like, what? Cho, you're smiling. Like, she doesn't know how to not smile. She's just the best person ever. Yeah.
Game's off.
we're going home. Yeah. We're like, great, thanks, Cho. Mm. So yeah, that was a bit annoying. And then there's no games this weekend now.
That's right.
This weekend coming. So needed that. Had to get back to Birmingham, go to the gym at 6 o'clock at night to get my running session in.
You done that?
Yeah, that's what I did.
That's hardcore dedication from you. Well done.
I know. Yeah. You'd think my career would be going places with the work that I put in, but it's not. We do it for the love of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the gym. I had to because I wanted my day off today.
Good. I like that from you. Well done.
Can't walk because absolutely hammered myself on the treadmill.
Okay. Yeah.
Like running on concrete. Yeah. Do you get that?
I don't run. Oh, so I don't. Treadmill. Used to go on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Don't really know because my Achilles.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Can't really road run. My Achilles. It was COVID that absolutely effed me up.
You've said this
from
before.
That. Yeah, the 5Ks and stuff. Nonsense. I was talking about this today with Mitchie actually. Mm. Anyway, but I'm happy that you've done that. Do you think at all? Say your game's cancelled or you've not a training, do you feel like you have to exercise because you have to do it, or do you also think you want to do it, like, mentally?
Yeah, it's a bit of both, I'd say.
Yeah.
I do have, like, it was actually weird. I was having this conversation with Remy the other day, so.
My manager?
Yeah.
Remy.
Your new manager, I just want to fit that in. I'm one of those people that if I do nothing on a day off, I feel worse for it. Like, not just, like, feeling lazy. Like, my legs are, like, stiffen up. So even if I go for like a really light run or light jog and a small gym session on, say, for example, the Monday that we have off after a game, I feel better for it on the Tuesday. Otherwise, I feel like I'm doing that on the Tuesday in the training session, getting all the concrete out of the legs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, I like to eat a lot of rubbish on the days off.
You do.
And you can justify that a little bit if you walk on the treadmill for a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. Seeing as I didn't have a game, let's talk about your game. Big win.
Reading away.
Yeah, big game.
Big game.
Big game.
3 points, we need them.
We do. Got a new gaffer into it, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I never say that word. Who says gaffer?
Me. I've got a snotty nose.
Go on, baby. Oh, I thought you were going to tell us something.
I've got a riddle for you. So Karen goes to bed half an hour early every single night. On Wednesday night, she went to bed at 9 p.m. Thursday night, she went to bed at 8:30. Friday night, she went to bed at 8. Saturday, the clocks went back, so what time did she go to bed? I got the answer straight away.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're so clever though, aren't you?
So what's the answer?
What's the answer?
No, I don't care. I took none of that in.
She couldn't process it.
Uh-huh. It's too much talking. The only thing I hear is bed and you, and I just want to be with you in bed.
No!
All I do was win. So, big win. Kind of forgot what it felt like. But after the game, I was in a state of shock. A few of the girls were like, yes, come on. And you could see it was more like, thank bloody Christ.
Relief.
Yeah, relief. Relief. Uh-huh. But I was a bit like in a state of shock. I was like, so
everybody's
I kind
happy.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Have we not blown it?
How do you feel after yesterday's result?
Yeah, well. That would do again. Absolutely fantastic. Monday morning never felt so good.
Really?
Yeah. Monday morning with 3 points feels amazing.
And what did you take away from the game?
That I am really good.
Do you think you should be captain?
Well, what I would say is I think I probably should be playing for Arsenal now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think that you should be higher up the pitch?
I think so. Yeah. I think I could create a lot more.
Yeah.
I think I could score goals in this
score
team.
Goals? Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I think you could play in midfield.
Yeah, I do. Just can't move.
Mm-hmm. That's your only issue.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If I could move, then I'd be Pirlo.
Mm-hmm.
We actually dominated, I think, the first half.
Yeah.
See how when you don't score, or like, you're kind of like, and it did. They went 1-0 up. Right before halftime, it must have been, I don't even know what minute, literally right before halftime, I'm going, classic us, here we are again, same old story. But if we just got in, and obviously Remy restored calmness, keep doing what we're doing, fine, we all bought into it. And then we get the equaliser.
Nice.
Mitchie's
the
scored
screamer.
A peach,
the
an absolute
screamer.
Belter. Have you seen it?
Yeah,
did you see
of course
it?
I've seen
I've
it.
I've not seen it online yet.
I've seen it, it's all over Twitter.
Oh, right,
I'm thinking, hang on a second.
It was a beauty. Yeah.
I can't kick a ball more than 5 yards.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's 45 and has had a child.
Yeah.
And she's absolutely top bins.
She actually couldn't be arsed running any further with the ball, so I'm just going to smack this one and see what happens. So, but she's caught it sweet and it's moved. Yeah.
She has really, got that in the locker though. Yeah, she's got one of those. What is it with
the lefties? Isn't it?
Yeah, left-footed players.
Uh-huh. But absolute mouth after that. She's like went up. I'm like, better that. Yeah.
Honestly, the goalkeeper just stands in the goal and just is. I think thinks it's going wide. Right. Yeah, and just turns around and goes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it's honestly such a strike. Yeah. So no, what a way to win it.
Yeah. And I think that's we've probably needed something like that and all because. Some a moment of magic from someone.
Bit so it's quality.
That Mitchie stepped up, delivered, and then we made a bit the hard work of it.
Right
at the end of the game,
well, you know, we would. Yeah, it'd be too boring to just
go on
see out a game.
Three or four.
Yeah.
No, let's live life on the edge like we do. So a few squeaky bum times at the end, but we got through it. We got through it.
And you played 90 minutes.
I played 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. I was like sort of night. So you know. Wouldn't call it running in the end. I was like dragging myself about the pitch in the end.
Yeah. Some of the best players in the world don't move, Rish. They know where the game's going and they just
That's what I'm trying to get to. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So happy to get 3 points now, but I'm kind of like, I feel like it's given us another like lift. We're like, okay, there's 6 games to go now and we need to start climbing the table. Honestly, we'll probably have Champions League next season.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah.
I was waiting for my phone to ring.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Remy would call me and be like...
And she's not?
Come down to London. We need a player like you.
Mm-hmm. I'll speak to her.
Yeah.
I'll drop that one in there.
She's probably just going to leave it for a while.
Mm.
I also think I'd be the last player that she ever called. But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 6 games to go. We've got like 18? 7 or 8. Yeah. Because we've got so many games in hand now. We're actually saying what happens...
Uh-huh.
On the last day of the season, all the games have to be played at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if that's not possible?
You're going to be playing midweek games, like 3 games a week for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, maybe. But then say we get to a point where like on the last game of the season, obviously I know the weather's better, but the last game of the season, a game is like unplayable because of the pitch or something. What would they do?
I don't really know.
Just pick out of a hat?
We could message the FA and see if they would get back to us on that. Or the PFA, we could reach out.
Do we flip a coin?
Question.
Who's finishing first, second?
Yeah, we'll see. On that, do you feel like you've obviously not played at the weekend there? Another weekend off?
Nice you, wow.
Pretty much.
Wow.
How many you got?
No, that's it, that's it. That's bad. Do the monkey. Oh, I'm blowing. Jade, flip. Fling her out!
Run!
Fling her out! I want to play on the wing!
Is this what you need right now? Does it give you time to sort of get together after an international break, come together and sort of get your stuff together again? Because it was a wee bit rocky, maybe, shall we say, before that. So is this good for you or not?
Yeah, I think so.
You've not really thought about it, have you?
Yeah. Put me on the spot there. It's probably something I should have thought about. No, I think, to be fair, we've been doing, like, we had a really good week in training.
I don't
We've been doing some good, like, workshops. Like, it's not at all crisis point. Mm-hmm. I really don't think that. I think the league is, like, super competitive. And obviously there are some results that have really gone against us, which is our own doing.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, just more time to prep. I think you become a bit, like, antsy. And then when you have a game, your energy levels and everything are a bit. So maybe that will be a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it will be okay. I think everybody's kind of buzzing to get back. So when we play, I think it will be good. Yeah, I think everyone will be well up for it. That's how I'm looking at it anyway. Yeah. And just also, you know how difficult it is sometimes when you have a big game at the weekend. Players have been away on international.
Yeah.
And you've only got, like, 1 or 2 days of training to, like, go through... At least now, I guess, there's a bit more time to, like, go through stuff.
Yeah, I feel like you just can make it a good thing for yous.
Yeah, that's the plan.
And it's probably a good thing for us too, because it's, like, more time. Coach Remy can put more stuff across, get his, you know, more time on the grass, all that.
Yeah, because obviously she was thrown in late to the mix.
Yeah.
Surprised she played you, really.
I know. I was actually thinking she's going to be like, Roosh, you're in the stands. I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm going to be holding mid, and you know,
I'll show you how it's done.
Pretty much.
And then you can do it the rest of the week.
She probably would have. That's probably going to be the week after. Then. Yeah.
I don't know. Could she do that?
You never know.
Anyways.
Hey. Yeah.
Did you do anything special in the game?
No, absolutely nothing. Oh. Absolutely nothing. I felt like I didn't touch the ball.
Right.
We played a different system, actually. Played with like a back three, back five, you know, 3-5-2, whatever you want to call it. And I felt like I didn't touch the ball.
Formation is ballsy, though.
Yeah, I think that was actually, that was probably in place already. Mm. Smudge, who'd been looking after us,
yeah,
I think he kind of went to that. But I mean, we won, so they might stick with it. We'll see what happens.
I mean, I think so. It could be the start of something.
It could be the start of something new. Feels so right.
That was good.
Yes.
Okay, well, now we're going to get a little bit nostalgic. Are you ready for a blast from the past, Rich?
Yeah, what does nostalgic actually mean?
I don't know. The producer told me to say it, and I've just... It means, like, nostalgia is, like, going back, though. Like, you know when you see, like, an old TV show from when you were a kid or something, mm-hmm. and it's, like, quite nostalgic is how I would describe
okay.
it.
Okay.
I can't spell it. I don't know what it means. I'm just... Nostalgic. It's written on the
script.
Okay,
lovely.
Okay?
Right.
Anyway, going back to when we were kids, grassroots football, starting football... Do you remember how old were you? Like, what happened to make you think, love this game?
Apparently, growing up, my dad would be out the back with a dog, Paddy, German Shepherd, and he'd be kicking the ball down the back, and I'd join in.
Right.
So that's how it all started.
Nice.
Yep, and then I think I was like seven, and my dad took me to my first team, and I think it must have been like under 13s. So I was obviously tiny. They were called St. Bridget's.
Oh, that's
St. Bridget's,
cute.
Yeah. Literally turned up, and then the woman was kind of like, I played like a game, I think. Mm. I remember it really well. I came on, and they must have put me on the wing, and I put a ball into the area, and we scored, and everyone ran up and celebrated with me, and I was so confused. Because I was like, what's happened here? Like, why are they all cheering at me? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's only now to this day, and probably it's because I actually put an across and scored from it. So they were like, oh,
that's called an assist.
An assist.
Yeah, that's what everyone's calling it these days.
An assist. Yeah. And it was a bloody assist. People are getting assists for nothing these days.
Oh, yeah. I know. Uh-huh. Taking corners.
Honestly, yes, you said it. So that was that. Anyway, then I went to another team that was more local. And again, I was the young pup, but I just liked it. I liked playing football. And it was weird because I was a mute. Didn't speak to MD. And I just... Go on,
why?
My dad. I don't know. It was just weird. Didn't speak to MD. Yeah.
I thought that might have been when you started to be a bit of a crackhead.
That was probably about, I'm going to even say like as late as like 16 is when I really started coming out my shell.
Right.
Yeah. So, what about you?
Yeah, my family's like a football family. Like my mum and dad both love football. And my mum always says that dad was determined to like, make me sporty.
Right.
I think maybe he wanted boys, but he got two girls, and my sister's a bit of a funny. Uh-huh. So he thought maybe this one would be the sporty one. And he'd just throw a tennis ball at me, and it would just bounce off my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just continuously. I think I was only about 8 months old, I don't know. Uh-huh. And then one day I just caught the tennis ball, and it was like, this is it. She's going to be sporty. Yeah. I just remember going to like a summer camp. Do you know like school camp when you play like football?
Yeah.
And I think there was a guy there, and he worked for like Southampton. But this was before, it was like a centre of excellence.
Mm-hmm.
There were two teams, though, like Southampton Saints and Southampton.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was just like, I know the managers of the under 10s, like you need to take this girl along. And I obviously already loved football.
Yeah, and you were 18 at the same?
Yeah. I was 25. I thought it was going to be a pro contract, but it wasn't. Though I was six, because I remember really clearly. Isn't it weird what you remember?
Yeah.
We're training on the Astro, but do you remember when it's that sandy stuff?
Yes.
Like the old school
like
hockey.
Like old hockey, yeah.
Hockey stuff. And I was six and you couldn't play in the games till you were seven.
Okay.
So I was training with them for like a few weeks and I just remember being absolutely fuming. Everyone would be like, good luck at the weekend. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I hope you lose. And then when I was old enough, I was like, okay, now I hope we win.
Yeah.
And then, from there, it was just playing for a boys team, two girls teams, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Couldn't get me off it, really.
Yeah. I remember that, like the boys' football.
Yeah.
So that'd been the school team and I would have been the only girl that would go and you'd obviously get your fair bit of from the other.
I had a girls' football team.
Did you?
So was that just being really middle class again?
It must be, because I was like, I'm playing football in Glasgow, around the rough ends of Glasgow on the gravel pitches.
Yeah. Anyway, the boys would give you stick.
It was, get a lot of stick. They'd say a good bit to you, but then I'd always play and I used to, don't know if you know, I used to play up front.
Yeah, you've mentioned
I'd bang them in. So I'd just bang them in and that was that.
And then the boys would be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that to be fair. the boys' team that I played for were called Pace Panthers. We were quick.
What a gimpy name, isn't
no,
it?
No, it was the coolest club
was
around.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had like a yellow kit with a
gimpy
blue...
Gimpy Panthers.
Are you done?
Sorry.
Right. We had like a yellow kit with the blue shorts. It was like the old school Brazil
kit.
But it was like Pace Panthers.
Yeah.
And then we were quite good and the boys were really good. Yeah. And I just remember them being like really nice to me.
Yeah.
And the manager being really supportive and like, this is Lucy, she's going to play with us.
Yeah.
You need to respect her.
Yeah.
And they were great. But then when you played against other teams and you start dribbling around, it's the parents.
Yeah.
The parents don't like that you've just like nutmegged their son.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It would probably be confusing at first because you would have had shaved head with the knee patch there, like R9.
I was quite.
So
I was quite confused.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Had the headband actually. It's more like Virginia.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Had the headband. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny how parents on the sideline wouldn't be like that at first.
They were a bit funny.
Worst bit was my dad was actually at the school team then. He took it with another guy.
Yeah.
So at first, I think that was probably causing a bit of problems because people are like, well, she's only playing because her dad's the coach.
Uh-huh. I had this conversation with Charlie Dev and Jade Moore. We were walking and I just said like, oh yeah, and do you remember when your dad was your coach? And they were like, no. And I was like, I feel like it's a passage that you have to go through in life to have your dad. And it would just be like, Lucy, get the cones. And I'm like, yes, Dad. And there's 12 other girls that could have picked up the cones. But anyway, that was horrific. And when he used to come watch my games, you know when there was like, women's football wasn't really a thing, and there was only like four people at the games?
Yeah.
You could hear your dad just shouting at you.
Yeah. No dinner tonight.
To be fair, my dad's lovely. Was never one of those, you know, when you get in the car and it was like, that wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Honestly, I could have had the worst game ever, scored 6 own goals, and I still would have been the best player on that pitch.
Really?
But it was just hearing him tell me what to do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being like, Dad, go away.
Mm-hmm.
And he just went and had to walk around, like sit in the car. Yeah. My mum was like, Michael, leave her alone.
They were the good old days though, because that would have been... I'd have spent a lot of time with my dad then. He literally took me everywhere. Mm. He'd even pick up like others that couldn't maybe make it, like didn't have transport that. So he was such a good egg done that.
No, that's
and then religiously would have got a McDonald's after the game.
Right.
But then we realised that was a problem. So obviously he's to blame for that.
Right.
Uh-huh. Then I actually got barred from McDonald's for stealing all the hamburgers one day. So that's the only reason I kind of got in shape. But those were the days. Those were the days.
Do you know what were the days?
What?
Football tournaments in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Saturdays. Yeah. You're like 12 and you're just sat in your armchair all day. You've eaten 6 hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You're like Southampton Saints.
You got armchairs?
Oh, yeah. I had armchairs with the cup holder.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
In, like, no,
you
didn't. Chairs.
Yeah. You are so middle class, honestly.
Well,
I was on the grass.
And then they'd be like over the tannoy, it would be like Southampton Saints to pitch A. And you'd just go and beat someone 10-0, come back, get a pick a mix. You're just all day in the sun.
Yeah.
It was like a festival for kids.
Yeah. Those were the days.
They were the days. They were the best times ever.
Do you know what happened to us once? This was under 17s. And played for a team called Bayliston, and we were like there was two teams in Scotland at the time that were like, it was Bayliston and Hibernian. Kim Little and that would have played for Hibs. And like we would have had all the thugs from Glasgow at Bayliston.
Yeah.
And we were like the team to beat. We were winning everything.
Yeah.
Turned out with two overage players.
Was it you?
No.
Oh, how did they
was it
how
me?
Did that was that found out?
I don't know. One of the girls had an 18th birthday party. That was it at the time. I would have been younger. I was probably like, well, I was playing women's football since I was 16, so I was probably 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And then it was like an 18th invite got sent out, and one of the other teams was like, well, how's she having an 18th birthday party? And that's how it all came out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why is it always parties that catch you out?
Mad times.
You've gotten away with it.
Yeah. No. So it kind of took away last time I've ever won. It's actually been taken away from me. Oh well.
Did they check all your passports after that?
I don't even know what happened after that. Was that
not? Like, no one really cared back then.
Mm.
Why did it matter?
Well, it was a thing. We were shamed.
Like, really?
We were shamed, yeah.
You couldn't return to
it. Known as the cheaters. Do you remember your first goal?
Oh, good question. It's probably not my first goal, but I did win goal of the season with my boys' team.
Nice.
Because it was a header. And I feel like it was at that age where, like, yeah, kids weren't that good at heading.
Yeah, and you've literally not even hit since. I mean, hit the ball since.
It might be true. It's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
I remember a corner coming in, and obviously they've given it goal this season. Mm-hmm. Like, Lucy Quinn's got up like a salmon in front of all the boys and headed it.
Yeah.
I don't think I was ready for the corner to come in.
Yeah.
I think it's just hit me straight on the noggin. It got top bins, and then I've just gone,
Yay.
And then I had a little trophy.
Right.
For goal of the season. And I think all the other boys were a bit fuming.
For a header?
Because I think we were really quite young.
Right.
And I think to score a header like that was, like, good and, like, brave. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Well, saying that, actually, I remember last season, maybe, Rach Daly.
You scored your first
header. Not me. God, no. Head the ball. You mad?
Yeah, I have all this Botox.
Oh. I hate that when the ball's coming to me and I'm like, oh, Christ. Like, oh. I do the kind of jump and duck kind of.
Oh, no. Just, she pushed me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that
I do that all the time. Yeah.
I mean, no, I don't.
And not Remy. I don't do that. Yeah, I attack the ball. Venom. But Rach Daly scored a header against Man United.
Right.
And it's a beauty. Just how she gets up.
Yeah, no, she's good in the air.
Boom.
Do you know who's the best? Big Will. Big Willie.
Big Will.
Big Rach Williams.
Right.
Her nickname is actually Big Willie. Wasn't trying to be inappropriate. Yeah, Big Will. Rach Williams, did she score a header at the weekend? She's always scoring headers. Yeah. I can't even keep track. I've never seen a jump and, like, a powerful header in it like it in the women's game.
Right.
Just unbelievable. Yeah. But Rach Daly also has that marker. What about first pair of boots?
I feel like...
Did they have football boots when you were a kid, or was it just like pigskin?
It was like, you know how the big black things with the laces? Yeah. Like, and it's like the big club toe. It was them first. No, I think my first pair from memory might have been, they were Adidas, but they weren't like F50s or anything like that. It was before that time. It was like,
so what were they?
Pure,
being?
Probably pure cheap shite that my dad's went, that's what you're getting. But they were navy with like white. And a little wee bit of red on the stripe. Probably fake.
Yeah, probably, let's be honest. They weren't Adidas, they were.
My dad then, after that, he only let me get black boots. He wouldn't... He's like, show off, blah, blah. Wasn't allowed to wear gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think my dad would have been like that, to be fair, but he wasn't. I always had, like, really colourful boots. But he's, like, obviously from that generation where I thought he might be like, nah, get your black classic boots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was allowed to wear gloves. That's child abuse. Yeah. But anyway, do you know what I wasn't allowed to do, which everyone else on my team had? Do you know when you get like 50p if you scored a goal?
Right.
Or like £3 if you scored a hat trick?
Mm-hmm.
My dad was always like, no, we're not doing that. It will make you selfish.
Oh.
But actually, I just think it's because I was banging in 10 goals a game.
Yeah.
And he probably couldn't afford it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was saying that it was mainly like character building, keep me humble.
Yeah.
But I always had really bright coloured boots. But my first pair were Puma Kings. Do you remember like the black Puma Kings?
I also loved them once. Oh my god, amazing! Yeah,
they were comfy. Uh-huh. Do you know when you're not even a size one yet, and you're like a size 13? Mm-hmm. Like Diddy.
Yeah,
I think I've still got them somewhere.
Cool.
They were cute. Maybe we should get them out. So when was it that you first realised that you could be a professional footballer? What was your first pro club actually?
Good question.
You don't even know.
I think I went to Norway. No, because when I was in. Yeah, I don't know. Because even when the WSL started, like, it wasn't professional.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So it was like, when do we want to say it was professional?
No, when...
Yeah.
When you were training full-time and getting, like, a wage that would have been, like, you could have got by.
I mean, that would only been...
What is that?
I went to maybe 24.
Yeah. Is that why you went to Norway? Because it was, like, that kind of setup.
Maybe. Yeah, there was a few reasons. Yeah. Don't really know.
So you were 24? Nice.
Yeah, probably 24.
That's mad, isn't it?
Then saying that would have came back. When I played in Scotland, though, it was like, we would have been training more than we train now, honestly. It was wild, and you were working full-time.
Yeah.
And that was just the way it was, because it was like, well, if you want to compete and you want to get Champions League, this is the way it's got to be. And look back now and I go, the stuff we actually done and like...
In the evenings at like 10 o'clock.
You'd be getting home at like... Yeah, so late.
Honestly, when I was I was in uni and then I was playing for Yeovil and this wasn't full time, but it was training twice a week. It was a 3-hour drive that I drove 3 times a week to train.
Wow, yeah.
I literally left uni at 4, left my lectures, drove to Yeovil. Like, I don't know why, but anyway. Drove to Yeovil, trained 8 till 10, drove back, got back at 1 o'clock in the morning, ate baked beans on toast. I'll never forget, baked beans in the microwave. Go to lectures the next day. I was a zombie. I was an absolute zombie. I was miserable.
That's dedication, though. You done what it took.
Yeah, I did.
And now you can say that you are a professional football player.
We won the league, played in the spring series.
Nice.
Got picked up by Birmingham. Thank God for that.
Back at Birmingham. Love that. It's a beautiful story.
It is. It
was the thing is, though, meant to be. We actually really did probably work hard for it. And there was probably a time, it's weird because like growing up at school and all that, and it's like, well, what do you want to be? And I'd be like, you need to study this. I'm like, no, don't. Because it just didn't, it wasn't my thing. Studying's not my thing. We all know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would never have guessed.
You know. Yeah. But I always knew I'd play football. Yeah. It was like, well, you need to have your backup. But I always knew I'd play football. And somehow I think speaking crap on podcasts is going to be my backup now. But I always wanted it to be that. And I'm like, we've had like the rough journey.
Yeah.
We were at this like kind of start of change. And
players
now
come
we
into
are,
the game now have no idea. Like our stories would be stories.
Yeah.
Even people similar age or a bit older than us, their stories would have been wild.
Yeah.
Like people have no idea. This girl that's just come on and scored for Gotham at 13.
Yep.
What in the... Do you know what? I remember when I was 16, I had a PE teacher tell me that football wasn't going to happen for me. And I just remember thinking like...
How dare you?
Yeah. But then it wasn't really a thing. I get why she was saying it. But it was like in a group with also boys that I think wanted to be footballers and were probably only going to play like lower level. Like the couple of good boys that we had in our school had already been picked up by like Southampton and Portsmouth and were maybe going to play... Championship, Prem level, who knows? And I just remember her having a talk with me and some other boys and just being like, football is not going to happen for you guys. Like, you have to get your GCSEs. And I'm like, football now, all over the TV, Emirates, Lionesses, whatever, blown up in this country. Can you imagine a 16-year-old girl now being told by a PE teacher? Like, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
So it's a great day.
Yeah.
But just like, those times that we went through and you're just like, imagine a teacher telling you, like, not to follow your dream. Criminal.
Yeah. I mean, I probably had it too. I mean, there was a PE teacher that kind of said that, and there was another boy that played football in the school, and he hadn't been doing his homework or something. And his excuse was, well, I have training, and he was, like, going to become professional, training on, like, semi-pro, whatever it was, and him kind of having that. But I get they probably think they had a duty of care to be, like, you have to have another backup.
To try and make you realise it's important, education.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think, like, we could have, it would have been, like, going to America or something like that.
Yeah. But imagine that stopped me. Imagine I'd just gone, oh my gosh, you're right.
I mean, I think I've got mates that then in the end kind of went down the more like the studying route.
Yeah, professional.
Because they're like, well, I can get a job doing that.
That's true. I think I was 24. I think that's when the WSL started to be like on TV. And like even in my head, when I thought, oh, that's full-time football, I don't think I thought, oh, you'd be in the day and you'd train and you'd get fed and you'd do gym. I just thought it'd be like, oh, it's more training. Yeah. And then when I was in it, I was like, whoa, this is cool. But I think I was also like 24.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'd already picked up a lot of bad habits.
Yeah.
I would have been a better player if I was.
I think
that's my excuse anyway.
We are lucky because we had to work for it.
We did.
But we've also got to be on a journey and we've also got to do a bit of stuff too. So even people like my age are like, oh, I missed out on so much because of football. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You actually got to go on holiday and you got to go. Again, we miss some things. Like,
yeah, but in the future now is going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the fixtures and the camps away. And,
Wouldn't change it though. Wouldn't really change your story.
Did I want to end up stuck working with you? Not really. But no, I'm fairly happy with the journey.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, to celebrate International Women's Day, we have put together our all-time 11 female team.
Have we?
Yes. We are about to do it right now.
Right, okay.
So, women's goalkeeper.
Ugh.
Right now, it's a tough one. I'm like, who actually is the best? I think there's some come through. Obviously, it's like Mary Earps right now. She's the goat of keepers right now, safe to say.
She probably is, yeah.
So, I think Anne-Katrin Bergard is a mush out.
She is... a machine. Obviously, I played with her at Blues as well, so I've seen her in training. Okay. So when I was deciding, I'd first got myself an agent, and there were a couple of clubs interested in me, like back in the day, like Reading, Blues, mm-hmm. people like that. And I was trying to decide like where to sign, because I knew nothing really about these clubs. I went to Birmingham to watch training for the day. They were kind of like, come up, we'll watch you train, blah, blah. You know, small-sided games that mm-hmm. you do? Anne Katrenberger played out on pitch, or maybe she was in goal, but she was playing as like a sweeper. Yeah, yeah. She scored an overhead kick. She scored a volley.
Yeah.
She was like saving things, throwing it out. She, like with her feet, her distribution, like her, yeah, reaction saves. I'm going to put her up there.
Okay, okay.
I am going to.
Yeah. One other player that can do that, one for the future, because she's young, but Hannah. She's starting at Chelsea right now. Hannah can, like, after training, you put balls in and yeah. she's doing overhead kicks into yeah. the goal. But then I remember we played Chelsea once and I was watching Anne Katrenberger just, like, in the warm-up, kicking yeah. balls out. And honestly. I was like, yes, fantastic.
Bear in mind, had a battle with cancer.
Yeah.
Came back incredible. Way quicker yeah. than, like, the doctors were ever going to say. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Anne, come back into training, yeah. just take it easy. Mm-hmm. Volleys, bicees,
right.
saves.
So, Anne Katrenberger, Mary Earps.
Mary Earps has changed the face of goalkeeping. Yeah. Kids buying the shirts.
She's won a lot right now too.
They
She's
won like, a playing yeah. goal. Yeah. Which...
Do we have to give it to her?
No.
Right, we'll put Mary in.
It's going to have to be, yeah. I think.
Right, left back.
Why does your mind go blank as soon as you do?
I'm going to go with the French one. Carucci.
Yeah. Yeah,
Carucci.
What is it?
Carucci.
Is it?
I don't know. Kenza! I've done this before. Oh, she's going to get me in trouble because I'm supposed to remember. I know her as Saki. I call her Saki.
Right.
She doesn't know who I am.
No, of course she doesn't.
She's probably going to be offended if she ever hears me speaking about her. But yeah, my gal, Saki. You've also got Basha, who plays for France. She can play left back or left sort of forward wing.
Front.
Right. Or do you want to stick with my shout? Like you can
trust
me on this.
Sure. Uh-huh. If you want.
Right, centre backs.
Best ever.
Yep. I'm putting Mappy Leon in there.
So I've
took her left centre back if you want.
Her distribution.
Yeah. She plays ball.
Yeah, she is
mm-hmm.
the quarterback
yeah.
of
yeah.
women's football. She scores as well, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
she's got a free kick on
techie,
yeah.
techie goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good. And she's got cool tattoos. So she looks like scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we going to go with someone like Leah or...
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Millie.
Do we go for then... that we've got... Although I'm a ball-playing team. I'm a ball-playing team, do you know what I mean? So do we just put Leah in there then?
I mean, I think she also does the dirty stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just that side of the game that she can do. But yeah. You've also got people like Millie Bright.
Who's like an out-and-out defender. Yeah. She's like...
Yeah. Or Wendy Renard's mm-hmm. like experience, yeah. like what she's won and mm-hmm. like her... Mind you, she takes penalties and stuff.
Yeah.
She was taking penalties.
I'm going to go with Leah.
Yeah,
I actually put Leah Wilson in
the way she plays yeah. out as a centre back.
Mm-hmm.
I think we go with Leah.
We're doing it.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right back. Ona Bagie.
Yeah. She's good.
Yes. She's good. She's a joke. If you got anyone that you'd like to.
The whole Rach Daly thing. She has to be a nine.
Okay. Uh huh.
But the way she goes forward,
mm-hmm.
I quite like. But I prefer. Ona, I'm not going to lie, Ona Bagie.
I think I'm going with Ona Bagie for my right back.
Yeah, okay, fine, that's the back four.
Okay, hold the mid. I'm thinking Kira Walsh.
As a sitter, just the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we've got Bon Mati in there, Anita. Yeah. Anita's in there.
Who else?
And then...
I'd be tempted to put Kim Little in there.
Great shout. Great shout.
Just like, she's still, to this day... I watch her and I'm like, how are you still doing this?
I think she doesn't get the recognition she deserves, no. So probably doing this on the podcast would mean the world to her.
She probably doesn't even know we have the podcast, we rate you.
Yeah.
No, because she's always done uh-huh. it. She's always done it. Uh-huh. And the women's game has progressed and she's still
uh-huh.
making people look silly.
But you know, I'll put Kim in there because she's been there, done it.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay. Pretty good midfield, actually.
Okay.
Forward line. Obviously, you don't have to say me. Let's not put me in there just for the sake
really?
Of the podcast. Because obviously I would be in that.
Yeah. Why wasn't I in midfield?
You
were putting me up front, centre forward. Mm. Yes. Yes. Sorry.
Sorry, I was just having a drink.
Yeah.
I mean, where do we start? Fran Kirby, Lauren James, Sam Kerr, Pop, Ellen White.
Daily. There was someone else I was thinking of. Viv.
Beth Mead. I don't think we should play with defenders, to be honest.
No, but we're dominating the ball. Just the other team we're playing against don't touch the ball.
The thing is, we might concede 10, but it doesn't matter because we've scored 11.
13.
Oh, yeah,
we've scored a few more, sorry. 10, 11, 12. So what are we doing? Right, centre forward, I'm going to go for Miedema.
I think she has to be
centre forward. I'm doing it.
She's a very I wouldn't say she's like an out and out nine. Like, she's floaty, she'll come in deep.
Mm-hmm. But I think she's been allowed to do it, and we know she can play in the 10 too. But yeah. I'm like, even like that Arsenal team, nobody finishes the way Viv Miedema would finish.
Yeah.
So she's a goal scorer. I'm the manager.
I'm the assistant.
You're the assistant. Okay. And I'm saying to her, no, you're working your arse off and you're hanging about the box. You're scoring goals for us.
But does she do that though? Like, I know she scores loads of goals, but her goals are always weird and wonderful. Do we also need someone else in there who's like an out and out?
Rach Daly, by the way, her finishing is so good too, by the way.
Uh-huh. Also, having played with Ellen White, you know, when you see a player in training, you're like, the practice, the graft, the repetition, the instinct, the movement. You're the manager.
I was giving you one pick, remember?
Oh.
Did you pick one?
I'm going to say Beth Mead.
Okay.
Because she does it at club.
Mm-hmm.
She does it international level. Yep. She works hard. She brings people into play.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking back in the days when she was at Sunderland and she was still doing it.
Mm-hmm. And I think actually she's probably another one that our finishing doesn't get enough praise. When you see Beth Mead in the box, she's almost so calm. It's almost like a wee fake.
Yeah, the
and
fakes.
She just bends it in.
I was literally about to say, the fakes, the reading of when the when the defender's going to dive in, she'll chop you.
Yeah.
Her first touch is always going forward.
Yeah.
It's never like stopped. She always knows where she's going forward to get a shot off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we need a lefty in there. What about a left forward? Have we got one? Comes to mind. Don't need to be lefty, but I was just trying to balance the team out a bit
LJ.
Here.
But has she done enough yet? But I just think her natural ability.
Oh, true. Has she done enough?
No.
Not yet, but will she be up there and be a freak of the game for years to come?
Yeah. When we do this, when we've run out of content and Jack makes us do this again in 10 years' time, She'll be on that. Yeah, because we'll still be sat in the studio probably. No other gigs.
Welcome back to 90 Min Live's Pitch. No one watches.
YouTube doesn't exist anymore.
Right, we'll put it in there.
Who else is that? We've gone to home nations.
That's the problem with doing this stuff. Yeah. Because that's what you're focused on. Yeah, that's what you're focused
on. What about the Spanish? What about the German? The French?
I did see Lina McGonagall's age.
Ada Hegerberg. Champions League best ever scorer.
Yeah.
Just completely ignored her. Sam Kerr does a backflip.
Well, she should
does
be
a nutmeg
playing in front
time.
Of us every week. You know, it's not my problem that she wants to play overseas.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they want to get recognition on this podcast.
She's on the move, I've heard.
Too.
Hegerberg.
Say her name. Go on.
Ada Hegerberg.
Say it with your chest.
Ada Hegerberg.
Hegelbugdi.
Ada Hegerberg.
Where's she going?
Don't know, but I've seen that she's maybe not signed, or she's her time's run up on a contract. I think she's on the move.
Do you know
she
what
did
I heard?
Say a thing about the league, the French league has not progressed.
Yeah, it's not.
No, I thought, good point.
Spanish players were saying that as well.
Yes.
They were saying that they're not happy with
mm-hmm.
the way it's gone since winning the World Cup in comparison to when England won the Euros.
Yeah.
Which is sad, because
my gal said that, she was jealous of the Lionesses because what they've done and the change, and the change hasn't happened.
They've got a tube line.
I said, honey, you know where to come. I'm over here. So
come find me.
Yes. London City are looking for another
I heard builder. Ada Hegerberg is going to London City.
Get out of town. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, Remy sent her a message on Snapchat and said we've got new owners.
I heard it was Lissomer.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's got the connection because she...
Leon.
Yeah.
She's also a bowler.
Yeah. And Rodman, she's coming next year.
So I'm not getting a look.
You aren't getting a look. I'll be bent, but it's fine.
What about the Americans? Let's go with like a Rodman as like our...
She's going to be... Because she is young, so she's frightening fast. What's with Bent Lauren James? What's happening?
Her time's going to come.
Right. Okay. I mean, they're probably similar ages, similar bits, but... And I forgot the team. I forgot what we said, but that is our...
LJ.
Women's...
No, come on, think of a team name. Like, if we had a club, what would it be?
It should be something for, like, females in it.
Does it?
Well, it's all for International Women's Day.
Oh.
Women's Wanderers. No. Mm-hmm.
The breast team around.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Right, so that's the end of another Life's a Pitch. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, but in the meantime, don't forget to check out the 90 Min Talks next week. Rish?
I just want to say to everyone again, thanks for watching, thanks for the support. Keep liking, subscribing, sharing.
Involved.
I feel like we're really enjoying this podcast and it's only going one way. Cancelled.
In the bin.
In the bin. In the bin.
Yeah, so please continue to watch, like and subscribe. And yeah, thanks very much. We'll see you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.